English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘 배워볼 영어 표현은 The Last Straw. The Last Straw입니다. Before we find out what today's expression means, let's listen to a conversation I had with Jason. Listen carefully. I heard Jack is no longer with our company.
Yeah, it's because he got fired last week.
Oh no, why?
Well, he didn't show up to mandatory meetings for the third time, and the boss told him that was the last straw, and he was fired.
본문에서 제가 I heard Jack is no longer with our company 라고 하자 제이슨이 지난주에 해고당했어 라고 하네요. 이어 제가 Oh no, why? 어, 그래? 왜 해고당했는데? 라고 묻자 제이슨이 Well, he didn't show up to mandatory meetings for the third time and the boss told him that was the last straw. And he was fired. 꼭 참석해야 할 회사 회의에 세 번이나 빠져서 그래. 사장이 이제는 한계라며 잭을 해고했어. 라고 하더라고요. Now keep today's expression, the last straw, in mind, and let's hear the conversation again. I heard Jack is no longer with our company.
Yeah, it's because he got fired last week.
Oh no, why?
Well, he didn't show up to mandatory meetings for the third time, and the boss told him that was the last straw, and he was fired.
Today's expression is the last, L-A-S-T, last, straw, S-T-R-A-W, straw, the last straw. The last straw means the last in a series of unpleasant events, which finally makes you feel that you cannot continue to accept a bad situation. The last straw. 오늘 표현은 속담에서 나왔습니다. 바로, it is the last straw that breaks the camel's back. 이라는 속담인데요. 여기서 straw, straw는 집이죠. 마지막 한 오락이 집 때문에 낙타의 등뼈가 부러질 수 있다는 뜻입니다. 워낙 짐을 많이 지고 가는 낙타에게는 집 한 오락이도 큰 타격을 줄 수 있는 거라는 거죠. 사소한 거지만 얹어놓으면 더 견뎌낼 수 없는 상황, 파국으로 치닫는 상태를 가리키는 겁니다. 특히 계속 좋지 않는 일이 일어날 때 더 이상 받아들이기 힘들 정도로까지 가게 하는 마지막 결정타를 말하는 거죠. 결국 더는 견딜 수 없는 한계를 뜻하는 겁니다. 오늘 본문에서 제이슨이 잭이 회사 회의에 세 번이나 참석하지 않아서 사장이 이제는 한계라며 잭을 해고했다고 했죠.
And the boss told him that was the last straw and he was fired 라고요.
네, 그럼 예문을 통해 오늘 표현에 대해 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다.
You borrowed my clothes without asking me again? That's the last straw.
라고 하면 너 또 허락 없이 내 옷 입은 거야? 이젠 더 못 참아. 라는 뜻이 됩니다. 네, 이 재미있는 표현 잘 기억하시고요. 오늘의 대화를 마지막으로 들어보겠습니다.
I heard Jack is no longer with our company.
Yeah, it's because he got fired last week.
Oh no, why?
Well, he didn't show up to mandatory meetings for the third time. And the boss told him that was the last straw, and he was fired.
Let's review. The last straw means that it's the last little burden or problem that causes everything to collapse. The last straw. The last straw. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer 유입니다. Until next time, bye-bye.